The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Life across Ireland is returning to normal, but the biggest place we see the return to normal is on businesses. So what else is happening in other parts of the country that had a huge downturn because of the crisis and only now is starting to come back? Siobhan McQueen got a boat to the Aran Islands this weekend to find out what it's like to live on an island during lockdown and if the locals there are ready to reopen now to tourists.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Ceoil na Farraige. Can I have your attention, please, for a brief safety announcement? For those of you in the main saloon, life jackets are under your seats and are in the lockers. For those of you on the upper deck, life jackets are inside lockers throughout the ship, and instructions on how to put them on are on a bulkhead near you.
If you were to take the boat from Rossaville to Inishmore on the first weekend of July in any other year, it'd be packed with hundreds of tourists. But in the summer of 2020, with social distancing in place, strict regulations around tourism, and the country in the midst of reopening from lockdown, you can pick out those who are travelling over for leisure. After crossing the choppy Atlantic waters, we docked at the pier in Kilronan. I caught up with some of the few families who've arrived over for a holiday.
Very, very scary. It was quite rough out there today. But it was grand, it was fun. Kids enjoyed it. I have my three kids with me, Ronan 14, Holly 9 and Liam 16.
And this is the first time you've probably been able to get away for the last couple of months. Are you excited about doing something?
Yeah,
like that?
We're just really, it's just an adventure. We haven't left Mayo, so we're just looking forward to just getting out there. Get the wetsuits on, just get into the water, whatever the weather, get on the bikes, go for hikes. Just embrace it, really. You know, you can't depend on the weather, so you just have to get out there and make the most of it.
We've been here this time last year during the summer. It was nice and warm. Not as warm this time, though.
My name is Shirley Treston from Lochray.
So you're over here for a few days, is it?
Just for the night. We're staying just for one night. We're going to stay in the glamping site, up tour the island. We brought our bikes, so hopefully we'll cycle around and visit a few places, bring the kids to the beach. Just makes us feel like we're going on a little bit of a holiday. We're supposed to be going to Westport at the end of the month as well.
What's your name?
Dylan.
Dylan. And you were on the boat there a few minutes ago. How was that?
Horrible.
Horrible? Oh my God. What happened? Had you ever been on a boat before?
No. I was excited to go on the boat, but no, not anymore. It's too sick.
Despite the roadmap for the reopening of the country being brought forward in June, the now former Gaeltacht Minister, Sean Kine, called on the government to slow down its reopening of the islands. Both Inishmore and Inishmore held a vote which saw islanders overwhelmingly reject the rush to reopen.
Michael Gill, Chairman of Corcham and Farborough Áirithe.
So initially when the phases were first brought in, it was looking like the island was going to be closed for the summer, but obviously things have changed since then. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, we all thought it was going to be the 10th of August. That changed, of course. Some of the islands voted to see what islanders wanted. Inishmore, the smaller of the three Aran Islands, plus Inishmore, eventually voted to say that we wanted to stay closed until at least the second phase. But that didn't happen. Voice wasn't listened to, and we were disappointed. I must say most people were disappointed because the medical people on the islands had contacted the government and seemed like they were ignored.
Just the fact that the majority of people on the islands wanted the island to stay closed, is there a kind of a concern that there would be a surge and an outbreak on the islands?
That was part of it, but it was also that it didn't make economic sense for small businesses to open. Some of the small bars on the islands are not sure if they're going to open yet. It doesn't make sense for them. They cannot fit enough people in and they have to employ further staff to comply with the rules and regulations that are laid down. We also had problems on the island about boats docking at the harbours. If we got the whole influx in, we were quite happy to start gradual. If we had islanders and families that lived on the mainland returning as they do for the summers, and people with holiday homes that could either cocoon at home if they had to. We have only two public toilets on the island. We weren't sure that they were ready. You could have up to 1,000 people arriving on the pier on the island each day. So we were worried about all of that and getting the mechanics of it right. It opened and it's slow, and that's good.
One business that remains closed for the moment is the iconic Kilmurvy House. The 160-year-old house is located at the foot of Dunengisa, the tourist hotspot of the island, where on a typical summer's day, over 1,000 tourists would pass by the front gate.
I'm Tressa Joyce, and along with my husband, we own Kilmurvy House. It has been going since 1947. My mother's first husband owned this house, and my mother came in from the mainland to learn the Irish language and met her husband, and it's been going ever since. So it's almost over 70 years of uninterrupted business. So we wouldn't have liked this year to finish without having opened at some degree. But we've taken the decision not to open until the 20th of July. We were debating whether or not we'd open at all, because a lot of our business is overseas and Americans, and that, you know, that business is gone. But we still felt this is going to be with us next year. This isn't going away. We're sort of using this year as a trial run.
How many people would you generally have staying in the B&B?
This time of the year, we would probably have 20, 25 people a night. We do a lot of groups. We do a lot of yoga retreats, writers' workshops, painting retreats, all that. So they would generally book out the whole house. And a lot of those clients were overseas, so that is gone. And we do have, towards the end of August, some of our yoga retreats thankfully coming back.
This is a year like no other. The Aran Islands would be very busy, full of tourists. You'd have people coming over for the Gaeltacht as well. What has it been like over the last few months?
It's been strange, yes, but it's actually been really, really nice. And I think everybody, you know, at first we were all scared, like lockdown sounded terrible, lockdown on an island. But we actually realised that we were probably in one of the most beautiful places. I know even myself, I walked roads I never walked before. You met people, everybody had more time to talk. And it also made us more aware of what a beautiful place we live in. And I was kind of like, yeah, I know why people come to the Aran Islands. It is a really beautiful place. So I think it was nice for us to be able to savour that ourselves.
One of the big things opening over the last couple of days is the hairdressers. Like on an island like this, you know, you mightn't have as many services. So was there a concern trying to, you know, book appointments, or how did you manage over the last couple of weeks?
No, there was. And I suppose, you know, everybody had an idea the hairdressers were opening, you know, whenever, last Monday. But I reckon myself personally that it was going to be a very long queue. And we do have a lovely lady here, Oksana, who does our hair. And I think she's going to be under a lot of pressure. So my husband, he'll kill me for saying this, did an online tutorial on cutting women's hair. So I'm after having my third lockdown. It will be my final one now. He's getting his P45 after this. And I will be very happy to return to my hairdresser. So
it isn't just from a business perspective that the locals are worried about reopening. The medical services on the island aren't quite built to manage a mass outbreak.
Porrick of Flart, the time of them. I'm living on the island all my life. Well, it was totally different, I suppose. We don't see any tourists going around the roads on the bicycles or whatever, like on the boats coming back and forth from Doolin or from Rosseville. It was unusual to see them back again last weekend for the likes of myself and a lot more on the island. Like, who did a bit of farming. Like, the lockdown didn't mean a lot to us. You didn't live 4 stories or 5 stories up in the air in an apartment block. You always go after your cattle, and you didn't feel trapped at all, like, or locked in or whatever. Like,
some people consider living maybe on an island the perfect place to be during a situation like this, where you're in your own bubble, and like you said, you're not in crowded places or anything like that.
Well, I suppose that's the way, yeah. But at the very start of this, they asked tourists not to come to the island, which was, they were right in saying that, because we've only got one doctor and one nurse on the island, like, and that would put huge pressure on them, like, to deal with other issues of illness of people. Like, we have nursing home on the island as well, and that doctor has to deal with that also.
There's a fear there that if there was an outbreak of some sort on the island, you wouldn't have the resources there.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I mean, the hospital is in Galway, like, so you would have to, the doctor would have to ship that person off to the mainland, like, so it would put an awful lot of pressure on the emergency services, the fire brigade on the island, and the helicopter was going to transport these people to hospital.
Driving along a Bohareen on the west of the island, I come across Michael Hernan, leaning over the stone wall outside his house and more than ready for a chat.
I was born here, behind this house, in 1946. I left here, this gate here, at the age of 16, 1962, and I was away for 30 years. And there was a cable jointer down the manholes and all this. And I came back then, and I started doing a bit of farming and all this kind of thing, and that's what I was doing up to lately. And I always believed when you reach the age of 65, and I decided then it was time to give it back to the younger people that's coming after you.
Can you tell me, what's life like living on the island over the years?
Well, when you compare it with other things, there's very little difference. We were so lucky in this village. There was tourists, as you call them today. We used to call them visitors. And they used to stay for a week or 2 weeks. And the kids grew up with us. So we played all sports, even here, me, without very little English. We played cricket before we ever left, and soccer and everything. The shops were here, and the pubs were here, and everything. And the social life at night was very good. You went to the pub, and there was a closing time, and everybody went off, and then there might be, as you call them today, a bit of a party. We used to call it a dance.
Yeah, like how have things been over the last few months?
For the last few months, count of this thing, it's quietened down. And it has, you would notice the difference, an awful difference for the amount of people that's coming, you know. And you'll be so used to them that you'll be meeting them every day and talking to them and all this thing. And technically speaking, I suppose, we're like every other place. Nobody knows what's happening, what's coming next.
Businesses have had to close, restrictions are in. Yes, One of the big things is the pubs at the moment. What do you think of all that?
Well, I think, you know, I used to have a joke about that, actually. There's no harm in saying it. You eat at home and you drink in the pub. And nowadays, you have to eat in the pub before you start drinking.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the people on the mainland, but an hour and a half for drinking. Geez, it's not worth going 4 miles to the pub for that.
Would you miss the social element of that?
Well, you'll miss meeting the people, basically, you know. You'll miss meeting the people and, you know, that's it. Yeah. And you'll have a bit of fun. And, you know, I always go to the pub. Okay, you go there to drink, but you also go there to meet people. And I had my birthday on the 5th. And it's the first birthday that I hadn't a few pints that I couldn't go to the pub and enjoy it.
And what did you end up doing in the end this year?
Sorry?
What did you do in the end this year for your birthday?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing, the same as I'm standing here.
And while they may be missing a few regulars tonight, this is the first Saturday of the summer that TJ Watties is open. Grace and her husband PJ Flaherty have been running the pub for 11 years.
It helps a lot that the distancing came down to 1 metre. You know, people are very good about it. Sometimes there's an odd seating at a table, like maybe the chair is on one side, you know, if it comes down to that and you've no other space left. And I've been in here now for about a week and a half. It's like it seems day and night. 99.9% respectful of, you know, your 105 minutes, you know, of time in the pub. Just some people would say, come on, you know, you can't be serious, but there's no problem. And, you know, if there is, it has to be someone else's problem. It's not my problem. That's the way we have to run it. The island isn't too busy yet. It's not too very busy. The atmosphere is a bit different. Like we would always have candles on the table and we would have music 2 to 3 times a day, every day this time of year.
And that's what Joe Watties is known for. It's the crack and the music, and
yeah.
You know, when you're coming down the road, yeah, here on a Saturday night, it's buzzing and everyone's having the crack.
Yeah.
So it's a completely different atmosphere.
Oh, it's
this
completely
Saturday
different. It's weird not having music. It's weird not having Loco and the Mulcairns and Pirate Jack and, you know, the whole lot there. That is really, really strange.
How do you think the island has coped over the last few months?
The island and the island people, I've been here, I'll be here 40 years in March. You know, the island people are so used to all sorts of trauma, like bad weather, sailings maybe not happening, although that's rare now. You know, the flights not happening because of visibility and all sorts. I think they are very adaptable.
Would you consider this one of the worst impacts that the island have had, or do you think this is just like another bump in the road?
Oh, no, it's much more than a bump in the road. We're not going to recover next year. Like, you're looking at, you know, for us, it's certainly a lot of money. I mean, a lot of businesses are losing hundreds and hundreds of thousands.
Shifra McQueen reporting there from Inishmore on the Aran Islands. I would love to